That'll turn you creamy to butter.
Bill Ashman is teaching me how to make butter the old-fashioned way. He has hundreds of pieces of old farming equipment on his property in Bowen, North Queensland. Some of them are older than he is, which is 92. And what's more, most of them still work.
How old would this piece of machinery be?
Oh, you're going right back when Bowen was discovered in 1860. Well, there would have been plumbers in those days. So it goes way back in those days, yeah, the 1800s there.
So this is from the 1800s and it's still working now?
Yeah, still working. You can still push sheets of iron through and it'll come out as corrugated, yeah.
He's got tractors too, dozens of them, from as early as 1925, the same year he was born.
And when we first moved onto the farm, there was a Fordson. That's a 1925, a Fordson tractor. The next one is 1934, brand new in those days, in 1934. They were a very popular tractor. That's 1937, 1945, and 1948.
Bill and his wife started farming tomatoes, capsicums and cucumbers on their property in 1953. As he got to know the farmers in the area, it used to disappoint him to see their old equipment going to scrap. So, he put his hand up.
I could see that there was two scrap metal dealers in the district in 1990 and 1991, and they were taking all these to scrap metal depots, and I thought, well, it's time for me to get in and get my share. So that's how it came about, and I only intend to get a certain amount of one of each just for my own collection. But it got that big when I notified different farmers not to give me to the scrap metal. And I told them what I was doing. In no time, they would ring me up and say, there's a tractor here for you and there's something else for you. Everything's been given to me. Back in the 90s, I knew every farmer in the area. We were all small farmers, and you knew every farmer, and they knew what I was going to do with it all, so rather than let them go to scrap, they put them under cover.
What do you feel is in you that to make sure that they're not forgotten about?
I don't know. I just worked with these things all my life, and I just didn't want to see them go to scrap. I wanted the memory. And I wanted the older people of my age just to remember them too. So that's how it come about. It's just that I really like this old stuff, yeah.
Does it make you sad to see old stuff like this just rusting away on the back of somebody's property or something?
It would do, yeah. Yeah, I go for a drive now and you look in some property and you see an old scarif or an old horse just laying under a mango tree and you think, oh, what a shame.
He's got so many pieces now, from ploughs to engines to water pumps to mowers, milk separators, drills and corn shellers, and even an old cane train. But his prized possession is a 1939 Massey Harris tractor, which pulled Catalina flying boats in and out of Bowen Harbour during World War II.
It was a Catalina base. They were flying boats. They were Catalinas. And they had the big concrete stripway down there. And that tractor was used to pull the Catalinas out of the water, take them to the workshop and take them back into the water when they were ready to fly off.
50 years after starting his hobby, Mr. Ashman believes he holds the largest tractor and farming equipment collection north of Rockhampton.
How many people all up do you think have donated pieces of equipment?
Oh, there's hundreds of pieces in there. One farmer might give me two engines and a tractor and some old implements, something like that, yeah. But there's hundreds of pieces in there and they all come from farmers, yeah.
Have you ever done an inventory and tried to count them all?
No. Well, when I pass on, I got two good friends over there. They're retired farmers. They'll take over. So they've helped me over the years to get all this stuff the way it is, they've helped me. They've done hundreds of hours of work in there.
And they're going to keep it going?
Yeah, they'll keep it going, yeah.
It's gotten so famous in Bowen that he occasionally has to field unexpected, curious visitors. He's even built ramps so residents from the local nursing home can visit in their wheelchairs.
There's odd times a chap will ring up and he said, "You mind if I come out and have a look through your museum?" I says, "Yeah, that's all right." They just leave a donation, that's all, yeah.
And you give them a tour these days still? You take them on a little walk like you've just taken me?
Yeah, I still take them for a walk, yeah. Oh, they hear about it in the caravans and then they read that little thing and they ring up and say, "Can we have a look at your museum?" So I never knock them back.
He knows everything about each of the pieces, including how to operate them.
How do you remember the details of each one? How do you remember the horsepower numbers and things like that?
Oh, I don't know, just working with them all the time and being, my farming life being with all these sort of things, so I just sort of never forget what they are.
Do you have a favourite?
Oh, yeah, well, really, I got a soft spot for nearly everything, yeah.